Hello and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Grant Connolly. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process for instant emotional healing. Listen in as Grant Connolly talks about the Z-Point process and the many ways you can use it in your life.
I love it. I love what I'm doing. You know, I have to tell you that I had no idea 5 years ago I'd be doing this today. If someone had told me, said, Grant, if I look in my crystal ball 5 years down the road, I see you doing this, I would have thought they were crazy. I could not have foreseen this. But as soon as I had that idea, things took on a life of their own, and it has become my desire, my overwhelming burning desire to teach this process to as many people as I can because of the transformational nature of the process itself. When I see people change, when they release whatever it is that they're hanging on to that causes them not to love as deeply as they can or to be able to work in a job that they really like and enjoy, or all the ways that people stop themselves from living life fully. And it's only because of all this crap that we all seem to carry around and accumulate from our childhoods or from past lives, if you believe in such a thing. Now we have the technology, whether that be EFT, which will do the same thing, or Z-Point or TAT, we have the technology to let this stuff go and to really start living life on a plateau that has never really been there before. We've never, as a race, had this opportunity before like we do now. So it needs to get out there. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be tried. The more they do it, the more it affects everyone, mass consciousness as a whole. And we are working our way to that golden age that we've been told about. And this will take us there. Well, the first thing is that you don't have to take big steps. You can take little steps. And a lot of little steps add up to big steps sooner or later. If you make a decision that you want to, first of all, you come to that point where you decide to make some changes in your life, where you look at your life and say, I don't like what's going on. I don't like the way this makes me feel. So then you start using the process and start focusing on those feelings themselves. And this feeling, I don't like what I feel when I do such and such. So I clear all the ways that I feel this feeling. Every time you come up against a feeling that you don't like, you release it, you let it go. We are not broken creatures. That is another big fallacy, another big lie that seems to be prevalent in the world, that we need to heal ourselves, that we're broken. We're not. We're whole and complete every single moment. It's just we've taken on all this crap that sits like over our shoulders and causes us to think that we need to work at jobs that we really don't like, or be involved in relationships that we really don't want to be involved in because we feel we need to be safe. We feel that desire for safety, and it becomes paramount in little bit by little bit releasing all of these feelings as they come up in the moment. You suddenly come to a place and you say to yourself, and there is a definite moment when this happens, and you say to yourself, I don't have to put up with this stuff anymore. And then you can start making different choices. But it's to get yourself to that point where you release all of these little annoying feelings that cause you to feel bad about yourself at the moment. And then you start feeling better and you better and better. And the better you feel, the better you feel. And again, the better you feel, again, the better you feel. Because you're letting go of this old garbage that has no meaning and that is only stopping you from living a life that is productive and enjoyable and filled with joy, actually. When a doctor tells you that a thing is going to be a certain way, they are an authority figure. the doctors are supposed to know, so you automatically assume that what they say is correct. And 99 times out of 100, it may be. It's still an opinion, and it's not necessarily true. There's a lady that I ran across. She's a biologist in California. And she had, I remember, I have a discussion list on Yahoo. It's called Sharing Zero Point. And there was some discussion going on the list at that time about using Z-Point to help people clear up vision problems. And there's not too much more physicals than that, I don't think. She realized, and she wanted to participate in this, and she realized that her vision problems started, well, I guess what she did, she first went to her optometrist and to do a little research and find out when they started. And she got a date when she went to see him and when her vision dramatically changed. So she thought back, what happened on that date? And she realized that she had been physically abused. She had been raped, actually. She had been pulled over by who she thought was a police officer. He turned out not to be, and he physically raped her and beat her up. Right after that, she was called in by the police to identify her rapist, but it was dark and she couldn't identify him. Right after that, her eyes took a dramatic turn for the worse, and she became nearsighted. So anyway, once she found this out, she decided to release all of the feelings and concerns and upset that she had around this accident. And she did. She used Z-Point, and she did her statements, and she did her countdown. And when she woke up in the morning, she thought, oh, darn, I left my contact lenses in, she thought. And because she could see perfectly, but she didn't. She didn't. And so there was a physical healing of her eyes because it was caused by an emotional reaction to that circumstance. And a lot of the things that circumstances in our lives are caused by emotional reaction to circumstances as well, much more so than I think that we realize. And there are case after case after case of similar things happening. Another example would be I have a fellow that I'm working with. He has a called Love, Hope, and Faith Foundation. It's based in Melbourne, Australia. And he started using Z-Point about a year and a half ago, and he started realizing that a lot of the people that were coming to the meetings who had cancer or who were healing from cancer got a lot of benefit from doing these statements and from doing Z-Point. And there were some, I don't want to call them healings, just, you know, there's some legal implications to that. But people were being dramatically affected, and their cancer, they were literally healing themselves of cancer. By the way, that has continued, and because of what's been going on there, I will be visiting Australia in the fall and doing some workshops, because it's so powerful on a physical level as well. Not only emotional, but physical. It's amazing. Yeah, truly, it's amazing. Well, my next step is I'm going to Australia, and I'm going to stay there for I don't know how long. Now, what's happening is this fellow in Australia, he's put like 600 or 700 people through a training program, a Z-Point training program, the last few months. So at this moment in time, there are more people being trained in Z-Point in Melbourne, Australia, than anywhere else in the world. And that's where I want to be. I want to be where it's happening. And so I'm going over there, and I will be participating to the best of my ability and teaching this process to as many people as I possibly can. We're also going to be setting up a certified Z-Point trainer program where I will be training people to go out literally and train other people. And we want to get this out to as many people as possible worldwide. Now, it just happens to be that it's taking off first in Australia. I know there's a number of people that use it in the U.S. and the U.K. and I think it's about 30 countries around the world. By far, it's really taking off the most in Australia at this particular time. So I want to get over there. I want to train as many people as I can to train these trainers to go out and hold classes, and they in turn will train other people. And we're going to start doing that in other countries, in third world countries, in the U.S., in Canada, in the U.K., and some of the European countries as well. So, yeah, we're getting it out there. Well, first of all, they go to my website at www.zpointprocess.com, and just like it's spelled, there's some free resources available there. For example, there's a manual. It's called the Relationship Manual. It's the first thing I wrote about Z-Point. It explains the process, and it shows you how to apply it in the everyday relationships that you have. For example, in your marriage, or your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, because amazingly we all get involved in relationships, and right under the surface we may love the person, but there's some anger, or there's some resentment, whatever. And this will walk you through the process, a very simple process of absolutely releasing all of this stuff that is not love. Anything that isn't based in love, you can release and let go. Now, what will happen is you'll notice, you'll feel it immediately. You'll feel the difference. And interestingly enough, that the person that you were formerly upset with, they will also feel it too. And they will start responding to you in a much different way, even though nothing is said, nothing is spoken about. So that is probably where I'd start. Everything is a matter of resources. So I'm looking to get the resources so I can start putting out or start holding more introductory workshops across the U.S., across Canada, and Australia, and wherever it happened to be. So it's really just a matter of time before this comes to a place close to you, I'm sure.
You've been listening to Grant Connolly on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process. If you'd like to know more about Z-Point or want to contact Grant, his website is www.zpointprocess.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.